This is Deepak, and today I have something to share with you that might require you to listen to this message a few times. And I have put a lot of thought into this because science is the basis of everything that we know today as reality. And my question, and the question I'm raising for you as well, is that science may not be based on a methodology that allows us to know fundamental truth. Because science as practiced now is based on something called naive realism. Is this methodology enough to get us to the nature of fundamental reality? By which I mean existence or stuff or essence of the universe. Here are my thoughts that have come from years of contemplative practice, meditation, experiences of transcendence, and conversations with others who struggle with cosmic riddles. Number one, we have no access to reality, only to our perceptions and cognitions. Number two, what people call empirical evidence is a description of a species-specific human mode of observation. Number three, the universe we describe in science is a human universe accessible through a human nervous system. We do not have an explanation for experience, any kind, mental or perceptual. How do photons going to the brain become the experience of a three-dimensional plus one reality in space and time? Or, for that matter, how do photons become our thoughts? Number five, human knowledge is limited by the nature of the human nervous system and by the structure of language, with several levels of abstraction by the time information gets to the brain. So, this, of course, is known as the hard problem of consciousness. I think there may be a solution to the hard problem based on a non-physicalist ontology that comes from Vedanta and from other contemplative traditions. These non-physicalist ontologies have the following premises. Number one, awareness is a non-local possibility field that permeates and transcends space and time. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, I am the field and the knower of the field. Number two, awareness is one, perceptions are many, species and culture-specific perceptions all have the fundamental ground of being or awareness as the ultimate reality. Number three, consciousness as an activity is an activity in awareness, and this permeates all of space-time, from atoms to cells to organisms to galaxies. Number four, unpredictability is not randomness. The unpredictable movement of atoms builds a universe that contains our own consciousness and modalities of perception, a universe hospitable to life. Number five, the precision of mathematical laws makes randomness an illusion, and Gödel's theorem leaves room for creativity. Number six, species-specific qualia vocabularies or non-local conscious agents express themselves as species-specific mental events, species-specific physical bodies and perceptions. Number seven, evolution of species is evolution of forms of consciousness. Number eight, Tegmark is partially right. The universe is a mathematical structure. We may need to go further, however, and say that the universe is a mathematical structure in non-local consciousness. That would be point number nine. Point number 10, even further, the universe is consciousness. 11, quantifying an experience, as current science does not explain the experience. Quanta are measurements, qualia are experience, and therefore more real than their measurements. Number 12, no system of thought, scientific, religious, or philosophical, can give us access to reality as they are all based on subject-object split. We pay lip service to non-duality, But thinking creates duality. It's the nature of language. Transcendence is our only option. And number 13, based on the above, are the following conclusions that we may come to. Number 1, the universe is consciousness. Number 2, consciousness is and has the following properties: sentience, self-awareness, self-knowing, self-organizing, creative, evolving as the appearance of the universe, recursive with feedback loops, and memory, and finally expresses itself in complementarities, wave and particle, mind and brain, organism and environment. Do let me know your thoughts.